Good morning, this is Bruce.
Good morning, Bruce. Bruce, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. I know you just got off the phone with Catherine. I was on a call myself, too, but I got
yeah,
off
no
that
problem.
Call as quick as I could. Good morning to you. How's your day going?
Yeah. Busy. It's good, though, because I wanted to talk to you and explain what's going on, and
I appreciate that.
I talked to the representative, and I said I'd be available for when you wanted to, but I'm available now.
I wanted to call and see if it was okay. Yeah,
I have a police eviction lockout that I'm on my way to now.
Okay.
And I turned to, as you know, my wife has been very ill. And she's feeling a little bit better. And I'm still fighting with the machinist on the 176 strike plates I have to come up with to work with 176 locks that I have to install. And
right.
I took the locks off, and I got a prepayment. And that's how I had the money to sign up with you. But so I turned it over to my wife. She said she didn't want to. She wanted to know if we could do this without a website, or she wants to do the website herself.
Either
and,
way,
I also one other thing that's not have anything to do with you, but I've never been in trouble with the IRS. They say I owe them $7,000. I'm supposed to meet with them in November. And it's just one thing after another. And I'm thinking, you know, if I were to sign up right now, I wouldn't be a very good client of yours or myself, because I'm so busy right now, I can't even keep track of what I'm doing. And I wouldn't be able to give the service that I like to give my customers. So I asked the lady if I could maybe put this off till January, and she said, well, I don't know, we can talk about your options. I said, okay, fine, you can keep the money, put it on a hold or whatever. We have to work out something. So I wanted my wife, because she's feeling good about herself. She's had something to do to feel youthful. And
of course.
But she's on such heavy medicine that the last 2 days when they called, she couldn't even feel up to answering the phone call.
Sorry to hear that. Okay.
And then she asked me not to talk to you guys because she wanted to handle it. And I felt, well, if you guys have been calling me for 3 days and I haven't answered, that makes me look like I'm a big flake. And I was like, what the hell's going on here? And I'm trying to explain to you what's going on. I wanted
to let
her
now.
Feel that, you know, she's in charge of something, and she always has been in charge of my bookkeeping and,
right.
being my PR person and all that. And
I think that's wonderful.
Trying to do what we're doing is, I think, a bit off more than I can chew. And this is the largest job I've ever had in my whole career.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Except for when I was the base locksmith at the Army Depot for 9 years.
Okay,
but anyway,
right.
So you let me know what we should do and how to go about it.
It sounds like, I mean, obviously you have a lot going on, and I completely understand that. You know, the big job
right.
coming, you know, that's been there even before you signed up. In fact, like you said, you know, that big job was a good reason why you had the extra funds to sign up with us. Now,
right.
you know, I do want to tell you that obviously, you know, we're not able to like flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight and jobs coming your way tomorrow. And it sounds
right.
like you don't even want that, not right now. So there is a process. I mean, obviously, even if we're not building out that website, it does still take time for us to get you verified by Google, for us to create that content for you. And that's why we say, you know, 45 to 60 days for the best return on your investment. So if you're even able in the next few weeks to start taking phone calls, you shouldn't be expecting phone calls even to come in the next couple of weeks, because we have to get everything set up. We're happy to let your wife build out a website and help her to, you know, to stay helping you and feeling like she's kind of your office manager and keeping the business moving forward together. I think that's beautiful. So we would love to have her build out that website. She can take her time. That's not a problem at all. I mean, we could do a website as a placeholder, just something to have the customers see. That way kind of, you know, takes the burden of getting the website on her end completed quickly. She can take her time and build out the website the way she would want it to look, continue to make updates and changes. But, you know, once we get everything going here and you get those phone calls coming your way in like 2 to 3 weeks, you know, and just kind of scheduling the calls that would benefit you, you know, taking on the jobs that you can fit into your time frame and still, you know, keep the business moving forward. I mean, I know, like you said, you're not looking to take over the world. You're almost semi-retired, but wanting to stay busy, wanting to keep those calls coming in. And I think that's why you decided to move forward with us in the first place. So although I know you've got a lot on your plate, you know, I think that is still an overall goal for you, to keep those calls and those jobs trickling through and keeping busy and, you know, keeping, you know, your wife being a big help to the company as well and managing this. And I think that's a wonderful, beautiful thing. Now, you do have a payment that's scheduled right now on October 26th. What I'd love to do would be just to push the payment out a couple of weeks, and then future billing would be pushed out a couple of weeks too, just to get everything settled in, to get things started. We would, of course, still want to either do a client interview with you, or, I mean, like I said in my message from before, if you or your wife can access the email that I sent out to you, and I don't know if you can right now, but we just want you to acknowledge the terms of experience, meaning that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost of your service, that we're willing to do a website if you want us to. And just really acknowledging that it's month to month, that you can stop at any time, that the payments are automatic, and, you know, acknowledge that you are the holder of the card and that you allow us to send you text messages. We can do what's called CIA, which is client interview absent, meaning that we don't actually speak with you in detail about your company, and we just move forward creating the content with the information that we have. It's not the ideal situation. We certainly would love to speak with you and kind of pick your brain a little bit about how you want your business to look online, and that does help us. I mean, we certainly understand now why you've not been able to answer the phone and things.
That's that key factor right there is the fact that my wife, I don't even think she's been in her office to look at the email without that information. We're in the dark. And the other thing is, I do want to do the interview because I want to be able to have you have information that's vital.
We want that too. We really
do. My customers, because I think I made a decision. I don't want to do any lockouts, car lockouts.
Okay, that's good to know.
I've done them a lot, and I don't like to work. I don't like to work in the dark. And I think I'm going to just have them put that I don't do cars anymore.
Okay.
So I will do the interview or let. I don't know. What I wanted to do was do an interview with my wife and I together at the same time, and she was like going in and out because of her, being on pain medicine.
Right. So mentioned having us call you back between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Would that work out to do your client interview at that time?
Yes and no. It'll depend on how my wife is feeling. And whether or not I make it back from my job that I'm working with now.
We could do.
Quit early. Yeah, let's set it up for 3 o'clock.
Okay. So we'll set it up for 3 o'clock. If you're able to, we did recently send you an email reminder, electronic signature needed. It really takes about 3 or 5 minutes just to kind of click a few boxes and hit submit. And then that way, you know, we have that. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of your service.
Right.
And then it does also allow us to start to clean up any old information, anything that's online already for your business, just to make sure that it's accurate and consistent. So it is an important step in the process. I'm going to put you back on our client interview calendar for 3 o'clock today, and then you'll receive a reminder at 2 o'clock, and also our technician should be calling you right at or shortly after 3 o'clock today. If I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well. I'd be happy to say a quick hello to you. Things do get a little bit busy towards the end of the day, but I'll try to keep my phone line open. If I'm not available, they will reach out to you, and they'll be able to take really good care of you.
You want to go ahead? You want to go ahead and try and go ahead and set it for, leave it at 2 o'clock then?
At 2? We could do 2 o'clock if 2 o'clock works out better for you.
Well, you said it's busy at the end of the day, so.
Well, busy for me. I mean, they'll have greater ability than I would because it's on their schedule. I don't have a set schedule blocked out by hours, so I never know what might happen. If 3 o'clock works better for you, we could do 3 or 2 o'clock, either one.
Okay, let's put down 2 o'clock. It's raining here. My son has to be at work at his other job at 2 o'clock. So
okay,
I think let's go for 2.
2 o'clock. Okay, so we'll put you on the calendar invite at 2 o'clock. You know, I am looking forward to getting this going for you and keeping, you know, your phone ringing and having those calls come your way. And we're more than happy to let your wife build out that website. No rush or hurry on that though. I think this is going to really help you guys, and I'm so excited that we're going to keep moving forward with that. And, you know, like I said, we did just recently, as of yesterday, send out the reminder for the electronic signature. If you're able to access that before the phone call, that's great. If not, our technician can help walk you through that. It really is a very simple straightforward process. We really only need to have one or the other. I mean, like I said, I am glad, though, that we are doing the client interview, because that's going to help us to really hone in on the services that you want us to provide. I did put it in the notes now already that you do not want to do auto lockouts. But other than that, like I said, if I'm able to be on that call at 2 o'clock, I should be. We're going to put it at 2 o'clock, so I should be available for that quick call. I mean, it really only takes me a couple of minutes, and actually I don't think I'll be on a call at that time because we're just coming back from our break. So that should work out perfect for me. But I'm excited to get this going. Like I said, I'm going to send that reminder or that calendar invite for 2 o'clock, send it to you, and send it to the department that does those client interviews so they'll know to reach out to you in that 2 o'clock hour, whether I'm available for that phone call as well or not. But I'm glad that you were able to take the phone. I was going to call you. I know it's a little bit early, and I wasn't sure if it would be a good time, and then I was on a call when you called in, but I got off pretty quickly, so I thought, let me just try him instead of waiting for 1 o'clock. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad we were able to speak. But, you know, looking forward to getting that going and hoping that I'll be able to say a quick hello at 2 o'clock. That should work out just fine, like I said. But you hang in there, and I think this is going to work out for you. I don't know how the IRS situation is going to work out, but, you know, obviously making sure you've got the jobs coming your way and having that extra revenue, that's going to help you no matter what.
Yeah. Well, I know you're being positive and you want me to move forward, but my wife is going the opposite direction. We've been married 30 years and she's in mother mode. She's looking at everything that I'm doing right now, and she's worried that I'm taking on too much, and she's wanting to put a stop to it and say, well, let's just put this off until after January. But I'm okay with doing, we're moving forward, paying the $249 and getting it set up, because I know it all that takes time and everything like that. So I'm okay with it, but try, make sure she's convinced with that. And you said, like you said, we'll kind of slow it down so that I don't have to take any calls right away.
and we'll get everything lined up and set up and do the interview and, you know.
So do keep in mind that I'm pushing out future billing from the 26th to the 9th. So there's not a payment scheduled in October. Your next payment would actually be scheduled November 9th with future payments on the 9th moving forward. And also, you know, you can pause it. Once we get things set up and once we get things moving forward, if you want to pause it in November or pause it in December for a month or two, we can definitely do that. If you keep getting busy, I know you said you're kind of getting that big job in bits and pieces. If you get the next release of those locks that need to be done and you want to pause it, then we can certainly do that. Like I said, we're just here to kind of help you in your business moving forward, accommodate the needs of your business. And like I said, we can always pause the services at any point in time.
The fact that you're willing to do that and put it off is going to make her feel more comfortable. We've never done anything like this before, except, like I said, I've advertised in the Yellow Pages. That was a waste of money. I also was involved with Thumbtack for a while. That didn't work out very well. So she might be a little skeptical, but she learns that you're not a fly-by-night organization and that you're legitimate and everything like that.
The company's been around for over 20 years. I've been with the company for over 12 years. So we definitely will be here to help you and grow your business as you need it to be. And, like I said, we can pause things when we need to, but we're happy to at least get this started enough, and then we can pause it if that is a necessary thing for you. But I definitely know this is going to help you. And I think overall, it's just kind of a busy situation right now for you. Timing might be less than ideal, but I still think this is the right time to keep things moving forward for you.
Okay, Paul.
All right.
I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock.
Sounds good, Bruce. I appreciate you, Mr. Coleman. We'll be talking to you this afternoon. Thank you again.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Thank you so much. Yeah. Bye-bye.